Lesson 2. Reading.
My brother and I were alone in our house. My parents had gone to an important meeting and had left me in charge. I was doing my homework while my younger brother was watching television. Suddenly, the doorbell rang. My younger brother rushed to the door, thinking that our parents had come home. He unlocked the door and opened it. Outside stood a tall man wearing a black raincoat. He said that he was a salesman and asked politely if our mother or father was at home. Without thinking, my brother said no. The man asked if we would like to buy some comic books. I quickly explained that we were not supposed to buy anything without our parents' permission. Then, as I was about to close the door, he forced his way into our house. He took out a knife and some rope and forced me to tie up my brother's hands. I did, but I tied them in a special way so that my brother could escape. Then the man tied my hands too and locked both of us in the kitchen. While the man went upstairs to search the bedrooms for valuables, I told my brother how to untie himself. Then he untied me too. I tried to call the police, but the telephone line was dead. The doors were all locked from the outside, and I could not unlock them. Luckily, the robber had forgotten to lock the kitchen window. My brother managed to get out through the window, and I told him to go to the neighborhood police station and call for help. My brother brought the police to our house, and the robber was caught. We had to go to the police station to make a report. We found out that the robber was a wanted criminal the police had been trying to catch for a long time. The police thanked us for our good work. By that time, our parents had come home. We told them the whole story. They were thankful that we were not hurt, but they told me never to let my brother open the door to strangers. We learned a lesson on safety and responsibility.